Tonight, it's our great honor to present Tomáš Salamon, who is a poet of the Slovenian language with many, many honors and books. It's a great pleasure and a great honor to have Tomáš Salamon here this evening.
Thank you, Maria. I'm really deeply honored to be invited here. I'll read two poems in Slovenian. I'm also very happy that David Vojan is here, because David Vojan is responsible that you see me here. David Vojan, when he taught at Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and he invited me to read, and I went there to read, and then they asked me, would you come and take a semester? And I said, are you crazy? I'm a Slovenian poet, my English isn't even. And they said, no, you'll be doing fine. And David Vojan also said, well, but we have to change the bed in this house, because, you know, everybody who comes for a semester gets a house near university. We were joking, and then we went to buy a new bed or look for a new bed. And I tried new beds and said, yes, this bed is great. But I still thought, you know, it will never happen. But it did, and then it happened in another place, and now it happened here. Shepherd. The snow buried all the trees, I'm warming my numb hands on the fire beneath the sheepfold. My sheep are dropping on their backs from cold, bleating their milk-like cries on their backs. I've been in the mountains for ages, guarding the seven lakes. How the buzzards hovered. They slew my sheep one by one under the cross. My suit turned white under the dark blue firmament. Snow and ice devour everything. They all had their moments except me, my pleasures, my piping, my valley. I've always been alone with my cruel dog who gnaws my backstrap to ease his hunger and warm himself, to make the sheep stop their quiet dismembering in the snow. Pastir. Zasnežilo je drevesa, zasnežilo. Podstajo ogen, grejem si premrle roke, ovce mi padajo od mraza na hrbet, blejajo svojimi mlečnimi kriki na hrbtu. Veka sem že v gorah, da bi čuval sedem jezer. Kako so krožile kanje, lačne mi poklale ovce, drugo za drugo, pod križem. Bele so postajale moje saje pod črno-modrim obokom. Sneg in led požreta vse. Vsi so imeli svoj čas raz mene. Moje slasti, moje žvižgi, moja dolina. Zmeraj sem bil sam s svojim krutim psom, ki grize jermen moje torbe, da bi se pogrel od lakote, da bi ustavil gluho cepanje ovc v mehki sneg. Jonah. How does the sun set? Like snow. What color is the sea? Large. Jonah, are you salty? I'm salty. Jonah, are you a flag? I'm a flag. The fireflies rest now. What are stones like? Green. How do little dogs play? Like flowers. Jonah, are you a fish? I'm a fish. Jonah, are you a sea urchin? I'm a sea urchin. Listen to the flow. Jonah is the roe running through the woods. Jonah is the mountain breathing. Jonah is all the houses. Have you ever heard such a rainbow? What is the dew like? Are you asleep? You're a cry, an exploded heaven, brother. Your mind is torn by gold and wine. You're rolled over by monsters. You eat monsters. Lie down, calm down, be shoulder to shoulder with the light on guard. You, window lamb, lord of color. New York, Montreal train, 24th January 1974. At first I was shaking like a switch in water because of the chain of accidents. My second thought was that I'd gladly be as systematic as Swedenborg was. Was the frame clear, and did I accept it, though all the zones of my body had yet to go through the slot? Immediately after, I saw it in a flash. Angels are censorship and fog, merely a field of space that hauls you toward the center. They quickly paled and glued in a lump. I felt physical hands. They caught me gently under the armpits. The air whirred, but not as if the firm body would go through. It was as if someone were dragging me through milk. They all expected me, though they noticed my physical presence only gradually. First the old, then the middle-aged, then the young. As if someone with a rheostat had broadened their field of vision. Some reported, let me know, that they were carrots and that their scraped skin was already in the earth. Some felt clearly that they must go only head first through the waterfall. I was interested. They were here by some selection, but this thought died away because they stopped it, and I couldn't utter it. It was like stopping a drop that falls into water and then spreads in circle. Clear waves, I traveled with them. A solid lump above my head licked and flooded me with pity and delight. A strand, a cone, coming from this lump pulled me apart, spread horizontally. Though I was the same, I knew they have other sources, infinitely more powerful, infinitely more tranquil. I noticed as an apparent affinity in dress. Veils, clouds at the height of the chest. I didn't walk along the ground, but along something hand resembling ice or glass optically, though I felt it all, the moss, the parquet, the grass, the asphalt, green. I didn't see this with my eyes, but with skin, as if the skin was watching. At the same time, I read haiku, Ige Plamen, and for some time the Village Voice. I was in the train and looking through the window, reading again. In an instant I grasped everything. Language is articulated and mute at the same time. It occurs in tepid flashes. Accidents are the humus. As if ping-pong balls would fly in all directions at once and massage you. Blossom and blood. I'm the fruit whose skin breaks, a container grabbed with a crane. Gulls are bloodthirsty and hungry. Their plucked feathers descend as I climb. Booms, silky booms in the frozen boat's throat between the sliding rusty doors of the tanker. What I do here if my seal breaks? How should I grease my black and blue shoulders? Hey, little stoker, I squeezed your head under the ceiling for I started to breathe. Your limbs smashed on brown metal cannot be washed away. A mosquito is caught in oil. The nail, the box, Illyria on the stick, and when the lid is pressed to the ceiling, where should it go if not inside? You resemble an old fly's turd looking partly gray on a light bulb. Shall we throw spears? I don't have a tool. And the huge trunk with a pulley coming closer owns nothing. I'm shifted around. Machines are putting me on the other dock. And from there a train through dark tunnels and damp gorges or in the sun among wheat spikes. An hour before the arch goes out and the lights of cars and houses ignite. How should I remember you, little stoker? I'm almost unloaded. Only a lintel or two, only a distance traveled on foot, and then that closeness with the heart shown by your hand. A span, you slap wood as if a piano, you measure the tone. Such sweet sounds, Pythagoras' day. Beauty of man is the furthest history. We have pressed peaches. Nobody's coming out from little huts. We know, squeezed. The building eroded into its horizon. I didn't propel anything that wouldn't go to pasture. I needed round kerchiefs inscribed above the fresco. The one who doesn't pledge the horizon, how would he pay for it? The tones don't know what apples are. The defense knows. It bites the serene one. The great blindness tells iodine, dress up, stay. Your little bell is the arum's clay. And on the white sand, the grass grows. And from tonight, the faith, the valuable copper mouth, I hide my head in you. I have only one white sense, the rib Adam was made of. Rocks, how they splash you. Azure, how it burns you. Yours, sleep and hungry, I hold you. Aquedotto. I should have been born in Trieste in 1884 on the Aquedotto, but it didn't turn out that way. I remember the three-storied reddish house, the ground floor with its furnished living room, my great-grandfather, my father, nervously studying the stock market reports, blowing cigar smoke and calculating quickly. When I was already 4 months inside my great-grandmother, there was a family council, the result of which was the postponement of my arrival for two generations. The decision was written down, the sheet stuffed into an envelope, sealed and sent to an archive in Vienna. I remember traveling back toward the light on my belly and watching an old man fussing as he measured the shelf, taking another body from the shelf and shoving it by the head down the air shaft. I had the impression I was 7 years old and that my substitute, my grandfather, was a bit older, 9 or 10. I was composed. At the same time, these events disturbed me. I remember that for a time I withered, most likely because of the strong light, and then my lungs flattened like a bag. When I reached the proper tonus, I fell asleep. I knew my body was down below, and in my dream I saw it many times. It was that of a slow-moving man with mustaches, a dreamer and banker his whole life. Ralph. I'm put together like a huge leaden vase out of majolica and butter at once. I keep watch over the Drava Valley. I imagine it and made it deeper. My eyelids grow heavy. They grab at the eyelashes too. Eyelids, eyelashes, and raftsmen, plop, plop. To the left, there's a castrum. Why on the left? Why such a stupid idea? Why not where Canetti and Ralph Angel come from? Women go crazy, and so do soldiers. They climb up vines onto balconies themselves and rip off the tendrils. All three of us suffer dim use white makeup. Our eyes have been whisked and most closely resemble the fuzzy, dreamy gaze of a sad Etruscan dog. God. God boils and observes. He steps in the honey with his hand. He soaks his beard in kasha. When he makes mountains, they flash. He drills his thorn. He has. He washes his hardened brushes. He wipes his face and eyes so the world will be silent and mute. He opens its window. When he makes a noise with a window pane, the putty, the glass, we know it, impressed. 1001 Nights. It smokes from the fridge, the sun, the sky, the wine, pine needles on red earth, across the bay, the oak. Deep is the body in the sea, in the golden mandorla. The sail splashes the face, a Duncan salted deer. We're swimming on the other island, straight, straight rocks. The heather is violet, green, brown. The soil is eager. Robbie. Sometimes at night, when everyone is asleep, I cry because I know I'll go to hell. Aunt Lisa won't go, and she's fatter than me. The pillows are prickly. I can't sleep because I think too much. When I don't cry, I switch on the light. The only way to calm myself is to make a shadow of a little rabbit on the wall. I don't have any friends because when I was 3, I fell down the stairs. They say it shook me so badly that now I'm falling apart. They call me trash can. Father works all day. Mother works at the market. Lisa cooks and beats me because she can't find a husband. Everyone is thin at school. We go to a school with crumbling walls. The fence is rusty, and if you grab it, your hands turn brown. I always wipe my hands on the grass so the rust doesn't get on my pants. No one comes to pick me up from the school anymore. When I grow up, I'll be alone. Aunt Lisa watches every penny like a hawk. It's for her dowry, and she never puts enough food on my plate. I don't eat anything. Stars must be really light, and sparrows aren't as light as I thought. I weigh them myself, for the size they weigh the same as me. I'd lose weight if I could fly. I know how air scrapes your cheeks if you open the window in a car. Only my legs are normal. Now I'm saying what I think. Whoever doesn't say what he thinks goes to pieces. Big animals form inside me, their backs pressing against my belly. Sometimes I think I'm a box in which there is another Robbie, and in that Robbie is another Robbie. 3 of us, each going off in all directions by himself. One day I'll let them both go. I'll buy a very thin string and tie them by the legs so they can graze and go to their separate ways. So I can go about day and night without them. And if my belly shrinks, I'll cut the string and they'll get lost in the space where they graze. And they say, if someone really wants to lose weight, they shouldn't eat for a week. But if I left them outside for a week, they could freeze. They could get lost. It's not clear if I would be thinner if they didn't exist. Not clear at all. And then I might look like I don't even have any arms. That's right. They're my arms and my brothers. I have one on each arm, and inside me, in my body, they resemble the wings of a butterfly in a cocoon. One day they'll leave, and then my arms will wither. The old arms I'll cast down to hell. I'll go down the stairs and burn them. I don't have any other brothers because Aldo's blonde. One brother's can be blonde and the other dark. I like to go to mass by myself, not together. Aldo throw himself against the church door, can lie there flat as a snowball. Everyone can lie flat. It's crowded in church, so you can't stand face to face with God. But now people bring the kitchen stink to church. Even if they wash themselves and dress nicely, it's no use. I can smell food. I can smell food during the elevation of the host. I can smell food during the confession. They won't let me touch Christ. Once they let kiss his feet, but now they want to draw him as he was a gym teacher, and that's disgusting. Aunt Lisa is the most disgusting of all because she's the fattest, and that's why she can't find a husband. I shake the gates at school, and when mother comes home, she will no longer have those dead eyes. And father will read to me the story of the pea. Why am I the shortest and the fattest? Why do rabbits mate too? Couldn't God at least have the little rabbits stay pure? They haven't done anything. Whatever lives and grows, everything mates, and the sin at the edge of the desert keeps chewing bushes, grass. It even dries up the wells known only to the Arabs. People mate and their eyes die out. A man's soul spills out of him from the day of his birth like wine from a bottle of a drunkard who can no longer find his mouth. I'm so fat because I'm keeping my soul. I'm keeping it for the three of us. Robbie, 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 trash can, blob. It's better to go to hell with your soul than to go to heaven if you have to let go it all. I'll shake those gates, even if my pants turn brown as shit. The pillows are prickly. They have turned off my light. They say I can sleep with a light on, but it's the other way around. I come down if the light's on, because I can see my little rabbit. If I see my little rabbit, I can pray for him. I can pray for every part of my little rabbit's body, his ears, his little paws, his great tummy, his little eyes. If only he had calm little eyes. If I pray like this for a while and move my hand very slowly, my hand will turn into a little rabbit. Sometimes he's completely on the wall and sometimes completely in my hand. The pillows are prickly. The window has to be open, and it also has to be warm. You suffocate if the window's closed, but the air shouldn't circulate much either. Air that circulates mates. Everything that mates loses its independence. Air can be diluted in the same way that old sugar loses its strength. The air must always be fresh, but inside the soul, inside. Air should only circulate inside the soul. I've got holes in myself. Let a rose grow from my wounds so that my little rabbit will have company. And let there be a carpet of clover under the rose, like the bay of Ankaran. Yureditela. Do you hear grief through the language? You throw dust as Hindus do. Who is wounding an insect? Your stomach, an overgrown ruin in Chateaubriand in the German woods? Or Hugo in a coach registering everything while violently fucking? Not the lake poets. Leather is heavy. Do you hear grief through the language? I'm still angry at you and your long gazelle-like leaps. You were an athlete, destroyed by your zest, by us who are too frightened to touch you. We're only breathing and smoking, surrendering to the shower of your voice. Brains, azure blossoms, and wild dogs raise the wall of your body. You bribed them. Out of zest you squeezed me in. Out of zest, you squeezed me and scared me into admiration. While you were alive, I didn't stand for my right to be carnal and despotic, to be clear in my hunger and defeated. Buy yourself a bike, Breton guy. Buy yourself a bike. Fays in the background are running short of linen. Crumpled is also the eye of Pliny the Younger. I live in leguminous plants, as in the castle. I throw them away, not to burn my bones. Xanadu is brown up to the elbows. Would you see it? Would you interrogate it if you saw it? The greatest hitchhike happens in the night while you sleep. Lord, they strip my back. They dulled my skin among themselves. My upper lip gets stronger. Always they use a clean clothespin, especially for the story asking me, after your death, will there anybody to laugh? Buy yourself a bike, Breton guy. Buy yourself a bike. Dog. Dog, what do you do with your hair? You roll in the mud like a pig. You stand up and spray me. You blink and yawn. Dog, who's your mother? Don't you have brothers and sisters? Did they all leave you and go to sleep behind some corner? You're hungry, lazy and mongrel. Dog, I have never seen you before. You run on the streets and stop. You run on the sidewalk, then on the street. Stars will fall on your head. You're strange. Leave the tin cans alone. Dog, you're so strange. Go. Go. Grind up the pure light and wipe it away. Step into the pure light. It's there. It flutters like a flag. It kneels. No need to melt it down again. It's everywhere, in the humidity, in the white gill of the silver thread. There is a saying, it lulls you. You can make a little nose from the light, which breathes boats, graves, and air, the wall of the white we. Tumetka. If I set fire to the white frame of the house, would the flame burn brighter than the weight falling off our bodies? Brighter than the samba, brighter than my juicy hand. I'm the snow, you're dancing under the gigantic green trees with your sad, juicy eyes. We're listening to the rinds and slippers of your paintbrush, of meadows in which you see moss and what's under the mixed moss, a white lynx scratching in a dark green throat. Does the sky ever stop itself up and rattle? Where do you rest? In an avalanche or on the earth? I gorge myself here, gorge myself, swelling to keep from being torn apart in the heights where the clouds, pink, blue, and violet, and the flowers, like Tiepolo, the air clamping itself behind him before the light floods and crushes us. To a golem. Lost in thought, you came to watch me. I'm like an olive branch, your face. Houses are on fire in the sun. The bridge is pasted together stone by stone, and the sky keeps gnawing. The hands are seizing me. I hear the motion of soft nibs. Smoke rises out of me. I evaporate into you, tasting your fruit passerby. The sheep scratches herself on the rock. The windows are wiped in a dream. Sweet rehearsing pours over me. I'm folding your door latches. I shock the black, silky festive hall of your warm breath, the impermanence of your life. And on another longer poem. The fish. I'm a carnivore, but a plant. I'm God and man in one. I'm a chrysalis. Mankind grows out of me. My brain is liquefied like a flower, so I can love better. Sometimes I dip my fingers in it and it's warm. Nasty people say others have drowned in it. Not true. I'm a belly. I put up travelers in it. I have a wife who loves me. Sometimes I'm afraid she loves me more than I love her, and I get sad and depressed. My wife breathes like a small bird. Her body soothes me. My wife is afraid of other guests. I say to her, no, no, don't be afraid. All our guests are their single being for both of us. A white match with a blue hand has fallen into my typewriter. My nails are all dirty. I'm thinking hard now what to write. One of my neighbors has terribly noisy children. I'm gone. I calm them down. At one I'm going to the dentist, Dr. Mena, Kairi Loh. I'll bring the bell and ask him to pull my tooth because it hurts too much. I'm happiest in my sleeping when I write. The masters pass me along from hand to hand. That's essential. It's just as essential as growing is for trees. A tree needs earth. I need earth so I won't go mad. I lived 450 years. Tarsi Bazar has been alive 600. I don't know if that's him in the white coat. I still can make them out. When I write, I have a different bed. Sometimes I start pouring out more like water, because water is most loving of all. Fear injures people. A flower is softest if you close your hand around it. Flowers like hands. I like everything. Last night, I dreamed my father leaned across toward Harriet. Other women frighten me, and so I don't sleep with them. But the distance between God and young people is slight. There's always just a single woman in God, and that's my wife. I'm not afraid of my guests tearing me apart. I can give them anything. It will just grow back. The more I give, the more it grows back. Then it launches off as a source of help for other creatures. On some planet, there's a central storehouse for my flesh. I don't know which one it's on. Whoever drinks it will be happy. I'm a water hose. I'm God because I love. Everything dark in here, inside, nothing outside. I can x-ray any creature. I'm rumbling. When I hear the juices in my body, I know I'm in a state of grace. I would have to consume money day and night if I wanted to build a life, and still it wouldn't help. I was made to shine. Money's death. I'll go out on the terrace. From there, I can see the whole countryside, as far as Dolores Hidalgo. It's warm and soft as Tuscany, though it's not Tuscany. Mate, can I sit there, watching? Her hands are like Shakti's. My mouth is like some Egyptian beast's. Love is all. Moses' wicker basket never struck the rocks. Miniature horses come trotting out on the level countryside. A wind blows from the Sierras. I slide head first into people's mouths and kill and give birth. Kill and give birth because I write. And the last one, Slovenian enemy, luck. U sola me vali, včasih kod jajce, včasih me s šapami lomasti po bregu. Kričim, upiram se, v svoj sok zastavim. Ne smem tega delati, usoda me lahko utrne, to sem že začutil. Če nam usoda ne piha na dušo, zmrznemo v hipu. Preživel sem dneve v strašni grozi, da sonce ne bo več ušlo, da je to moj poslednji dan. Čutil sem, kako mi svetlova puzi iz rok, in če ne bi imel žepu dovolj kordarjev in bi metkim glasno bil dovolj mil, prijazen, konkreten in stvaren, bi mi duša ušla iz telesa, kot mi enkrat bo. Smrtjo treba biti prijazen. Vse je skupaj vlažno v smoku. Domovanje je odkoder smo. Živi smo samo za hip, dokler se lak suši. Lekar. Destiny rolls over me. Sometimes like an egg, sometimes with its paws slamming me into the slope. I shout, I take my stand, I pledge all my juices. I shouldn't do this. Destiny can snuff me out, I feel it now. If destiny doesn't blow on our souls, we freeze instantly. I spent days and days afraid the sun wouldn't rise, that this was my last day. I felt light sliding from my hands, and if I didn't have enough quarters in my pocket, and Mitka's voice were not sweet enough and kind and solid and real, my soul would escape from my body, as one day it will. With death, you have to be kind. Home is where we're from. Everything in a moist dumpling. We live only for a flash, until the lacquer dries.